Department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, the last Monday of 2024, December 30th. Man, this year has just flown by. Got a couple of text messages, testimonials about Missy and her program. This comes to us from our absolute conservative patriot brother, Dave Ajima, former conservative state representative, Republican National Committee man. Dave and Barb together did the program. Basically, they didn't need to lose a lot of weight. All the years I've known Dave and Barb, basically in really good physical shape. Dave working out at the gym, lifting weights, doing things. Barb, she's been thin the entire time I've known her. I didn't think they needed to lose any weight. But what they did it for is they went into fat burn to basically get autophagy, the cells working again, like Missy talked about, get those cells communicating with each other. Well, when they reached their very limited goal weight reduction fat burning program, the hypothalamus in the brain was reset. It's happened with me. This has happened with everybody that's gone through the fat burning program. When you reach your goal weight, the hypothalamus in the brain basically hits the save button. I don't know if you've ever done word processing a document on Word or an email, and you're typing out this long, lengthy email or term paper or speech or whatever it is you're writing on word processing, but you never hit the save button. The hypothalamus on the reset, when you're done with fat burning, resets, saves the new you. So this is your weight. Randy, you're 217 to 220. No matter how bad I go, I might go up a couple of pounds because I'm bad. I get off of the fat burning program in my brain. I eat trigger foods like butter and sugars and spoil myself with buttered popcorn at the theater. Might drink some toxic Diet Coke or whatever it is I drink. I'll go up a few pounds and then go back to the program, and it goes back to what the hypothalamus reset is exactly what Dave's talking about. Well, him and Barb went through the program, had their cells start regenerating, reset their hypothalamus. They went on a cruise. He said, we went on a 13-day cruise. We stuffed our faces and only gained 1.2 pounds each during basically a two-week cruise. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever been on a cruise ship before, but all your meals are included. Fantastic breakfasts, lunch, dinners. They have little sushi bars that Vicky and I enjoy. Dessert bars. They have all kinds of food constantly on the ship. For free. It's included in the price of the cruise. Vicky and I have been on a few cruises in our lives together. We got our money's worth. Dave said they went with other people, other couples. The people that went with us, they all gained a huge number of pounds. Barb and Dave, 1.2 pounds each. It gained a pound, basically, over a two-week cruise. Dave says it's absolutely proof, testament to the fact that the program works. Christine Gray, love Christine down in Northville area. She said, I only needed to lose about 5 pounds, but I wanted to have my metabolism get back. And she realized that going through the process, the metabolism was reset, and now she knows how to control her weight. You now know how to do it, just like I know how to do it. I've been bad for Thanksgiving, Christmas. Last day, yesterday, I went back to basically the fat burn program, and I dropped 2 pounds yesterday. To this morning, from yesterday's weigh-in to today, I'm down 1.9 pounds in one day. It works. So, again, give her a call or go to the website, truckerradiohealth.com. Go down to schedule an appointment or give them a phone call if you don't have a computer, 269-964-4044. And if you'd like me to text you that phone number and the website, just text me, Missy, and I'll send it to you. She also has on that website a red button, schedule for a free consultation regarding stem cell patches. This is another new technology she's found and has endorsed as part of incorporating it into her program. So you can go to truckerrandyhealth.com, click on the red button, schedule a free phone consultation regarding stem cell patches. It's something that you might want to consider doing. I'm going to, you know what, just for giggles, I'm going to hit schedule today, schedule now, weight loss program. Let's click on that. This is a new patient special offer. Receive a free phone consultation valued at $99 just for being a listener. It's absolutely free, no obligation. And let's see, no times are left in December. Let's visit next month of January. And let's see, she has some appointments available on January 9th. And then the following weeks, she's pretty wide open. January 13th, 14th, and 16th, the 20th, the 21st, 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 29th and 30th. So once you get past, let's see, the second week looks like it starts in January, Monday the 13th. It's 30 minutes free remote consultation. If you're interested in the weight loss, you definitely want to listen to interviews number 2 and number 4 on the TruckerRandyHealth.com website. Going back to Lansing. One last thing I did want to get into on this segment. A couple of bills that they did not get passed that are on the list that I definitely wanted to mention. Merchandising distance requirements for alcoholic beverages. Alcoholic beverages that are co-branded with non-alcoholic drinks. Such as Sunny Delight, Dunkin' Donuts, and Simply Lemonade could not be displayed near the non-alcoholic versions of the drinks to avoid confusion. They actually sponsored Senate Bills 730, 731, and 732 in the Senate. Again, I've talked about this many times over the years. Folks, do you realize every House bill and every Senate bill, when these legislators go to Lansing, they're told in freshman orientation when you come in that you're able to sponsor, I believe Dave Ajma and others have told me, Gary Glenn have told me, 10 bills. 10 bills when you walk in the door that you're able to use as a guide as to what you can introduce in that legislative session, that 2-year period. It may be annual, I'm not sure. Dave, if you're listening, let me know that. 10 bills. Now, we have 110 state representatives. Add a zero to it, that's 1,100 bills potentially in the House. 38 state senators, add a zero, 380 bills in the Senate. Folks, you're talking almost 1,500 bills between the House and the Senate can be introduced. Now, from the time a bill, the time it takes to write a bill, sometimes lobbyists, special interest groups, they will work on a bill themselves and submit it with a check to a state senator or a state representative, a donation to their campaign to be reelected, or a bill that they would like them to review, work on, sponsor, submit it into the legislative process for them to pass. Well, the state rep or the state senator reviews the bills, has some conversation with them about it. What's your intent? What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you doing this? Why do you want me to sponsor this bill for you? They then give it to their legislative director. They then submit it to LSB, Legislative Services Bureau, a bunch of old attorneys that have been in Lansing forever, unelected, that begin researching the bill, proposed bill, against other bills, other statutes currently on the books, if any, capitulate to the state of Michigan's Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. Is it constitutional? Anything in here conflicts with other laws that are on the books? Well, we may have to repeal or change the wording of those laws in this bill. Michigan having the most bills, laws on the books of any state in the country because of the way we stack bills in this state. Legislative Services Bureau spends the time to critique, send the changes, the revisions back to the state rep or the state senator. They then make the changes working with the LSB. They perfect the bill. They submit it to the Secretary of the House or the Senate for bill number assignment with the blueback. What is the blueback? It's all the papers put together in a vise with blue hot candle wax, painting the edges of the papers, binding them together so you can't add pages and you can't take pages out. That becomes the blueback. What happens with the blueback? We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Wrap this up. How much does it cost to just submit a bill in Lansing? Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this rant about the cost, the human resources, the amount of time, pay, benefits, health insurance, vacation days, paid holidays, all the things that happen in Lansing in the Capitol, both the House chamber and the Senate chamber. I described how the bills are brought to the legislators. They then turn them over to LSB. LSB looks at them. Christine Gray says, well, how do we end up with these unconstitutional bills, laws? Do they come from these unelected departments? Well, Legislative Services Bureau attorneys, sometimes they actually warn the legislators, this may be challenged in court. It could be deemed unconstitutional because of X, Y, and Z. To the Democrats, most of the time, they don't care. We're going to pass the bills anyway. And if they end up being proven, taken to court, challenged in court, and proven they're unconstitutional, oh, well, my bad. Knowing full well they're unconstitutional. The Oxford High School shooter, mother and father, were charged, prosecuted, and found guilty of violating the safe storage laws that contributed to their son shooting up those kids at Oxford High School. The mother, you may have heard on Top of the Hour News, I think yesterday or the day before last week, they said that the mother is challenging her conviction, wanting to be released on bond, awaiting appeal of her case because she herself did not violate any laws that are constitutional. She believes in her defense that the safe storage law under which she was convicted is unconstitutional, and they're challenging it in court. But in the meantime, it's on the books. The law is on the books, red flag laws. We've already had people that have had firearms confiscated from their possession because of somebody complaining about them that they have firearms and that they made a threat against them. They fear for their life, whatever. I've actually had text messages. People have texted me and said, my uncle lost his firearms because of his ex-wife. It's happening, people, as we speak. But until they're challenged in court and found unconstitutional, they're laws. Now, once they come from LSB, they go to the Secretary of the House or the Senate. They're given a bill number, and they're entered into the calendar. They then are assigned to a committee. Bills that they want to kill, they want the bills to die, they assign them to the Government Ops, Government Operations Committee. That's where basically bills go to die. That's the graveyard. If it is actually an agenda item that the Speaker or the Senate Majority Leader, the Governor or the Lieutenant Governor wants, that's called the quadrant. Those four meet on a regular basis. If it's something they want, they assign it to a right committee to hear it. The right committee to hear it then has a chair, a vice chair, and members of the State House, State Senate, depending on where the bill is generated from, and they do committee hearings. Hearings are supposed to be open to the public, where people can come and testify against or for support for a potential bill. Sometimes they allow public comment, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they'll take comment cards. Sometimes you have to send them an email or put it in writing what your feelings are, pro and con, against the proposed legislation. If it gets through the committee hearing process and the chair is told to send it to a vote, get it out of committee, and send it back to the chamber, then it's done. Once it comes back to the chamber, first reading, hey guys, this is a bill we're looking at. Put it on your radar. Do your research. Do your homework, because it's coming. Second reading, well, we told you it was coming. Now it's getting closer. Third and final reading of the bill usually occurs the day they plan to take a floor vote. Sometimes not necessarily, but sometimes most likely that's the case. Third and final reading is kind of like I equate it to a traffic light. First reading is the green light. You're good to go. Here's the bill. Second reading is the yellow light. Caution, it's coming. The red light, stop what you're doing. Look at this bill, because you're expected to vote on this very soon. If not, right after the third and final reading, sometimes it goes, open up the tally board, let's go. Red light, warning, warning, you've got to vote soon. If you add up all the human resources, folks, all the taxpayer dollars of everything I just described in the last two segments, back when I analyzed this, I think it was in 2010, 14 years ago when I ran for state senate, $500,000 per bill in human resources, paychecks, staffers, every person who touched that bill through the process. By the time it gets to the floor, it was $500,000 per bill. It may be $1 million now, because of inflation. Each rep and senator gets to introduce 10 per legislative session or per year. Is there any doubt in your mind that things need to change in Lansing? It is broken and it needs to be fixed. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau.